Freddie Burke.
What's the mood of the team at this point? I mean, how are you guys kind of, I mean, you got another game to come up. How do you kind of put aside 2-4 and look ahead?
Yeah, now that we're through the half of the season, we kind of just have to flush it. You know, we have to kind of start over and go from there. That's the mood of the team. Of course, we're down on ourselves. People are disappointed. But, I mean, there's nothing we can do about it now. Like I said, we just have to kind of flush that and start over, start completely over.
Has there been maybe somewhat of an emotional snowball effect to all of this that Coach Johnson said, you know, maybe guys are trying a little too hard at this point instead of just focusing on their job?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit of that, definitely. Like I said, we haven't relaxed and played. We've just been so confused with, you know, things that the other team is doing, and we haven't been ourselves. So we have to just get back to doing what we do, and we're not doing a good job of that right now.
What is the confusion? Because Paul said, and y'all said in the past few weeks, everybody plays you the same way. Mm-hmm. Well, what causes the confusion?
I mean, just different schemes that the defense does when they blitz linebackers or right before the play, the defensive line shifts. Things like that, our calls get confused, and every kind of messes up everybody, you know. So that's what kind of what's going on.
Is that what happens when they're getting in the backfield so often today?
Yeah, I mean, they did a good job blitzing us and kind of keeping us out of our game. And, you know, we got pretty confused out there. It was obvious. You know, we didn't do a very good job on offense at all. So credit them. They did a really good job. We just didn't do what we had to do.
Are the defensive schemes any different this year compared to last year?
Not at all. I mean, most teams play us the same way. We just aren't doing what we have to do. We aren't blocking them.
Are you surprised? I know you said we talked before the season. You guys were kind of going to pride yourself on kind of carrying the load a little bit mm-hmm. with all the young skill players around on offense, and it seems like you guys, as an offensive line, you guys have not performed up to your own standards.
Definitely. Very disappointed in ourselves. Like I said, I have to go back and watch the film, and we have to kind of go back and watch all of the games that we played and kind of figure out what's going on, you know, from this point on. Like I said, we just have to flush it, start over. And like I said, as an offensive line, we're very disappointed in ourselves.
What made the B-back runs, I mean, tougher than maybe you guys would want? Block better, how would you explain not getting the kind of reduction there?
I mean, they, like I said, they did a good job of playing, scheming us, playing different, shooting different gaps, and linebackers playing against it. And, you know, right before the play, they would shift to a defense and a different defense. So they did a good job. So just credit them.
Have they done that before against you guys?
They did a little bit last year, but we got some help from our defense, and then we picked it up pretty well. So, but this year we didn't.
Anything else for Freddie? Freddie, thanks for your time.
Thank you,
Clint Lynch on your right. Question, Clint.
You guys finally connected on the play. It's been open the last couple of weeks. You know, and down. So can you just talk about finally getting a chance to be successful with that?
I just felt like I just had to make a play. You know, my team really needed it, so I just had to make the most of my opportunity.
Kind of, what do you put your finger on? Weirdly, you're one of the more veteran guys, even though this is your first year playing football. You've at least been in the program for 2 years. Kind of, what do you put your finger on why you guys are struggling around the ball right now?
Just lack of execution, really. I feel that it's self-inflicted, to be honest, but we can make it work, though. We'll bounce back.
What was it like playing up here for the first time?
It was a pretty good experience. It's pretty much what I expected, you know, Death Valley, loud crowd. I mean, I enjoyed it, though. I did. It's pretty loud.
Who on their side gave you guys on the perimeter the most trouble? Was anyone particular?
Just regular players, just like us, to me.
Would surprise be a good way to describe just how you guys, I mean, I imagine no one felt like you guys would be in this position halfway through. Like, can you kind of describe your emotions or thoughts right now?
I mean, I'm just continuing to stay positive based on any outcome. in my mind, I still feel as if like we could just bounce back from anything. This is me, though.
Anything else? All right, thanks, Clinton. Last for Georgia Tech, DeMarcus Marshall.